young Jill.
Shh. Come on in, Chris. Oh, sorry. Forgot the babies. Are they playing up?
Just a bit. That ring on the doorbell didn't do any good.
Oh, dear. I was so sorry.
That's all right, silly. Won't hurt them to give their lungs an airing. Oh, tisn't lasting. Dying down already.
Oh, thank goodness.
Well, go in here and we shan't hear them.
Okay.
Just in time for some tea. The kettle is on.
Oh, never say no to a cuppa, but don't make one specially.
Just making one anyway.
Cigarette?
No, thanks.
No? Jill refusing cigarettes?
I don't feel like them.
Aye, aye. That lines up with a hint dropped by Philip.
We don't know anything for sure.
But it looks that way, eh?
It certainly does.
Don't waste any time, do you, you two?
Have them young and grow up with them. That's our motto.
Yes.
Still, nothing definite yet, so don't go spreading it around, Chris.
Lips firmly sealed, tight as an oyster.
Good.
Do you mind if you are pregnant again?
Mind? No.
So soon after the other two, I mean. With them so young.
No, more the merrier.
Mm. Lucky Jill.
No joy at all with you?
No.
And the specialist said you were perfectly all right, didn't he?
100%.
So?
So, Paul can't really blame me, can he?
Have you, said anything to him?
Such as?
Well, maybe he should have a check over.
Oh, heavens, no. I haven't said anything like that.
Why?
Well, it's a bit embarrassing, to say the least.
Why? You both want babies now, don't you? Or don't you?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Then surely the thing to do is to be sane and sensible and 1959-ish about the problem and tackle it. No use pretending it isn't there. Take my tip and talk the whole thing over with Paul.
I wouldn't mind myself if Paul didn't mind, but he does. He minds dreadfully. And always the implication is that I'm letting him down.
It's awfully difficult, I agree. But if I were in your shoes, I couldn't stand this continual sort of reproach. I'd have to settle things and say it wasn't my fault.
Yes, I know, but...
Still, not my business anyway. I'll go and make the tea. The whole problem is far too much of a private matter between you and Paul. I'll keep my big mouth shut.